Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, Love's Correction. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Some people have used, like verse 12, I suffer not a woman to teach. They've used that to say that a woman cannot, should not ever teach the Word, should not ever teach in so-called mixed company where there's men and women. I don't believe that. My wife taught at the church when I was here Sunday morning. I believe there are numerous indications in the Scripture that show the New Testament, that show that women helped Paul speak and teach and preach in the gospel. Well, if it doesn't mean that women should not preach the gospel, what does it mean? Well, it means what it says. And one thing that one reason I had you repeat that other, is this limited to a service, a church service? No, what did he say? This is everywhere, and he sums it up by talking about Adam and Eve, who were husband and wife.
Right.
Are you with me? So in the context of husband and wife and everywhere, read it again. Verse 12, I suffer not a woman to teach or usurp authority over the man, but to be in silence. Then he talks about husband and wife. This has application to husbands and wives. And it has application to the woman, the wife, usurping authority over her husband and teaching him as his superior.
Come on.
Come on. Are you with me now?
Yeah.
My says, well, what does that mean? Does that mean the woman's inferior to the man? No. It's a difference of place. And every marriage, according to Ephesians, is supposed to be a beautiful type of Christ and the church. Right? The husband is supposed to be portraying every day in his house, in private, in public, everywhere, how Christ loves the church and cares for the church. The wife is supposed to be displaying every day in the house, private and public, what? How the church responds to the Lord, loves the Lord, respects the Lord.
Come on.
Did you hear me? Got nothing to do with inferiority of gender.
Right.
And anything that any preacher would teach about the wife submitting to the husband, men practice it in whoever's over them.
Amen.
Did you hear
Amen.
Me? I'm supposed to submit to my elders just like my wife is supposed to submit to me.
Yes. Amen.
Now here is something that a lot of people have had trouble with at home. Who has a right to correct whom? Should the wife be correcting her husband all the time?
No.
What does this passage mean? How do we apply this verse? But we're having fun now, aren't we? We're not talking about what you think. We're not talking about what I think. What did this say? What does it mean? If it doesn't mean that women are not supposed to preach the gospel or be used to teach and preach, what does it mean? Well, I just told you. In the context of husband and wife, the wife usurping authority over her husband. I got a wonderful wife. She's a great blessing. I'm telling you, after the Holy Ghost, she's my helper. And I'm telling you, I don't know, you know, how I'd make it without her. But she's real strong. I mean, she's no doormat. And in the first days of our ministry, she worked in a secular field and oversaw offices and hired and fired people. And so she's used to running the show, right? She does it all day long. And numerous times, these are in the early days of our marriage and ministry, she'd come home and I'm there and she'd start telling me what to do. Just like she did to people at work. I mean, you know, you need to do this and you need to do that. And more than once I had to say, whoa, whoa, you're home. You're home. What does that mean? I'm not your employee. I don't work for you. I'm your husband. I'm supposed to be the head of the house. Are you listening? Now, here's some good advice if you can hear it. Here's some good advice. This applies in all relationships. We're talking about right now about husbands and wives. The scripture said what? Don't usurp authority. Don't act like you're the head.
Yeah.
Right? And don't teach them like you're the head. Phyllis, my wife, woman of God, man, she hears from God. She gets things from God. She's helped me constantly all the time. I ask her frequently, what do you think? What are you getting? What do you have in your heart about this? What do you think about this? We talk about stuff. I want to know. I listen. Now, I don't get her to do my praying for me. I don't know what the men have told me. Well, you know, I don't pray that much. My wife's the prayer. That ain't okay. Thank God if you got a wife that prays and hears from God. She can't do your praying for you. She can't do your hearing from God for you. And I want to know. I value what she gets. But if she comes in and says, now, Keith, sit down here and let me tell you how it's going to be. She begins to teach me about what's supposed to happen and how it's supposed to be. She has gotten out of her place. She's teaching me like I'm supposed to be submitting to her. Did you hear me? She's usurped her place. Ladies, let me give you a real good tip. One of the best things to do in situations like this, especially if it's something that you feel strongly about, don't tell your husband, ask a question. Are you with me? I'm serious now. Ask a question. Instead of looking at him and go, no, honey, that ain't right. No, you ain't going to do that. Oh, really? Now, any man that's worth his salt ain't going to like that. Any man that's not a wimp, are you with me now? Is not going to like that. Especially publicly. Doing it in front of other people. Now look, if we're painting your picture real strong here, just look straight ahead and smile. And don't give on like it applies to you even that much. You just go, amen, Brother Keith, yeah. Somebody needs to hear that. And then if you need to, when you get home tonight, you can fall across the bed and go, oh God. But right now, just stay cool and just look straight ahead. I was in a place some years ago and a couple, they'd been married, I think they'd been married 50 years. Beautiful people. And there was room full of us, you know, fellowshipping and talking. And the man, he starts telling something. And he tells about three statements of it. And his wife says, no. And she called his name. She said, no, just shut up. No, you got it all wrong. Let me tell you. And so he shut up. And I looked at him. I watched him while she talked, and I saw he gave up years ago on being a man, being the head of his house. It just was too much trouble. It just cost too much. To him, he decided it wasn't worth it, so he quit, and he gave in. But listen, every pastor, every head of every church, every head of every home, every head of every ministry is going to stand very soon before the judgment seat of Christ. Did you hear me? And it ain't going to cut it to stand up there and go, yeah, but now, Lord, you know my wife, and you know how they were, and you know how my elders were, and I just, he ain't going to hear it. I said, he's not going to hear it. Ain't going to cut it. You're going to be responsible for what you did or didn't do. And I saw he gave up a long time ago. And, you know, actually just a month or so ago, I was talking to some people that were in the car. Phyllis and I was in the car. These folks were in the car. You know, we met each other. And he was trying to talk across her, you know, and he was saying something. And she told him, she slapped his hand. She said, "Now just shut up. Shut up. No, you're wrong." And she's going to tell us the way it really is. Even if he was wrong, this is worse. Did you hear me? It'd be the same principle of me doing that to Brother Hagin. How many know? Me in a meeting with Brother Hagin. And he tells something wrong. And I say, no, Brother Hagin, just be quiet. No. How's a wife doing that to her husband any different? How's a child doing that to their parent any different? How's a young believer doing that to their pastor any different? It's exactly the same principle. Same thing. It's people usurping their place, getting out of their place, usurping another's place. And there are people, it is not your place to teach. Did you hear me? It's not your place to teach them. And so a lot of times, especially in close relationships like husbands and wives, it'll help you. You know, parents and children, all of these relationships, if you do feel like you've got something, if you feel like that they're really messing up and they're wrong and you don't want them to look bad, ask a question. Honey, is this way? Is that the way it is? And so many things, how many understand, you don't do publicly in front of other people. Right? Husbands are wives. If your wife is wrong, you don't call her down in front of somebody else. If your husband's wrong, you don't call him down in front of somebody else. Right? Yeah, but they're telling it wrong. So what? So what? Yeah, but I know the details. Big deal. So what? Honor is important. Respect is important. The word is important. Right? Place is important. Who has a right to correct whom? Now, this is just a sampling of things, but read the scripture with a renewed interest in these areas, right? Look for things like this and see where it fits and where it doesn't. And be open. And there, the Holy Ghost, He knows how everything should be done. And if you'll be open to Him, you'll be going along in the situation and you'll start to say something, the Holy Ghost will check you. You need to be quiet. And you go, sorry. Yeah. No, you tell it. Right? Defer. Defer to your elders. I don't care if they get it all mixed up. I don't care if they don't tell half that you know all the details. So what? Show some respect. Defer.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Love's Correction, you may call More Life Ministries at 941-702-7390. That's 941-702-7390. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Sarasota, Florida on Monday, February 1st, as we begin the Greater Faith Conference. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.